invite you to join with me as I pray. Lord God, it seems like a lot, and yet I know you've given me the authority to forgive sins in Jesus' name. You've told me that if I forgive anyone, their sins are forgiven. Help me to recognize this special power and right which you've given to all believers, and to use it wisely. And to use it wisely, declaring forgiveness of sins by your authority and in your name. Amen. There's a teaching in the Christian church that's called the Ministry of the Keys, and it all points to an event that happened in the middle of the Gospels. We see in the middle of Matthew's Gospel, Jesus comes to a point where he asks his disciples, "Who do you say I am?" And Peter pipes up on behalf of them all, saying, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus responds to Peter by saying that Peter couldn't have known this without revelation from heaven. He said, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by flesh and blood, but by my Father in heaven." Then Jesus goes on to tell him, "And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it. I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." And this is the giving of the keys. Particularly here, we see directly to Peter. First of all, we can be confident that the disciples understood and were confident that Jesus had the keys to the kingdom. They confessed him to be no ordinary man, but to be the Messiah, the Christ, that is God's chosen, the Son of the living God. So when Jesus spoke, they didn't just hear a man speaking. They knew he was speaking as the true Son of God with divine authority. And so it's pretty significant when Jesus tells Peter, "I give you the keys." And he says to him, "On this rock, Peter, I will build my church." Now some have taken this to mean that Peter himself is the one that God's church will be built upon. But of course that is ridiculous, because you read a couple verses further, and God even calls Peter Satan when he turns away from the truth. No, it's Peter's confession of who Jesus is. That is the word for rock, which is a different gender, actually, in the original language than the word Peter. And God says, "On this rock I will build my church," what Peter had just confessed, the truth that Jesus is the Messiah. And sure enough, the rest of the scriptures declare that the church is built on the teaching of the apostles and prophets, not just Peter, but the very Word of God, with Jesus Christ as the cornerstone. The church of God is built by the only one who can really lay its foundation and build it, Jesus the Messiah. He had the authority. We read of a prophecy in Isaiah 22. It says, "I will place on his shoulder the key to the house of David. What he opens, no one can shut, and what he shuts, no one can open." Jesus holds the key to the kingdom of heaven. And he says to Peter, "I give you the keys, and whatever you bind or shut will be bound or shut in heaven and on earth." If we want to further pinpoint what type of authority these keys convey, we read also in John 20:23, "If you forgive anyone's sins, their sins are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." The keys ultimately hinge on the authority to open heaven by forgiving sins. And notice too, when the keys are given in John chapter 20, he says to all the disciples, "To you." And to further understand, as some people say, that the keys belong only to Peter, or those who are direct succession through the laying on of hands through Peter, they misunderstand. God gave the keys, yes, to Peter, but also to all his church. All believers have the authority of Christ to declare forgiveness. All believers have the authority from him. As he says in Matthew 18, "I tell you, whatever you," and that's plural, "bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you," plural, "loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. And again, I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything they ask for, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three gather in my name, there I am with them." The ministry of the keys is the authority to forgive sins. And it's an authority to bind or loose, to open the way to heaven. The keys is that special power and right which Christ gave his whole church on earth, to forgive the sins of those who repent, but refuse forgiveness to those who do not repent, as long as they refuse to repent. This is entrusted to and remains everyone in the church for all believers. Why is this so significant? Well, among Christians, there's debate regarding this, but the scriptures are clear. Wherever two or three gather in the name of Jesus, he promises he is with them, and he promises those two or three who gather in his name, they have the authority of heaven, the keys to the kingdom, and that wherever God's people gather in the name of Christ and declare forgiveness, there is forgiveness. Don't let any one church body fool you into thinking that they hold the keys, or that somehow they are superior to others. Who can have any more authority than what God has given, the keys to the kingdom? Or who can claim to be a better or bigger or stronger church than what Jesus says here? If any of you agree in my name, wherever two or three gather in my name, I am with them. Join with me and all Christians as we use the ministry of the keys to open the way to heaven, to warn those who will not repent, yes, but also then to declare forgiveness to those who repent, that in the name of Jesus, the Christ, the Son of the living God, the way to heaven has been opened. I'm Tom Barthel, pastor of Rock of Ages Evangelical Lutheran Church in Payson, Arizona. God's richest blessings are yours in Jesus.